gradually, fewer proper buildings but more warehouse facilities. He passed them by as well and stopped at the first petrol station out in the wilds. What they'd said on the news was true. At least something of what they'd said on the news was verifiably true during the last week. Petrol had gone up by almost 3 crowns a litre. Not that that mattered. It still reeked the same, however much it cost. He thrust the nozzle down the fuel filler neck. This was about the limit to any violence I'm capable of, he thought. He looked about him with the vague realization that he quite liked petrol stations that were open at night. Islets amid a distant void, citadels of civilization. It's great when glass doors slide open before you in the middle of the night, and you can treat yourself to coffee and a baguette and stare vacantly into the eyes of the person behind the counter. Number 4, paying by card, he said, for a full tank and 5 pre-packed baguettes. He hadn't had much in the house, and he hadn't wanted to waste time packing anything. Initially, he'd grabbed a suitcase to toss some clothes in, but then thought arriving with the tourist suitcase full of underwear wasn't the greatest idea. So he'd taken just a sports bag from the closet